Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Semprock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Semprock. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a line drive into right field. Tanner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tanner. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. Hemus moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball four. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground for an out. Hemus scores. One out. It's 2-0, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post moves to third. Jones moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Phillies. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi strikes out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Dark scores. One out. It's Phillies, 2, Cubs, 2. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jim Hearn now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must fields it and throws to second for the out. Morin scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tanner moves to second. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopata hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a line drive into right field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemus takes first base on ball 4. Lopata moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Lopata trying to get to home. Taylor throws to Taylor who tags Lopata for the out. Hemus moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dark. The throw from Lopata and he is safe. Dark steals second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Post hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopata takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry now pitching. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Phillies. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemus bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Don Elston now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Post takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauschi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-4, Phillies. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Don Elston. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hemus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Marcelino Solis now pitching. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn is hit by the pitch. Farrell moves to second. Sally Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Post hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tanner who is chasing the ball. Post reaches third base with a triple. Farrell scores. Hemus goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Bauschi hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Bauschi reaches third base with a triple. Post scores. It's 12-4, Phillies. Bob Anderson now pitching. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Jones reaches second base with a double. Bauschi scores. It's 13-4, Phillies. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 13, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Kaczynski now playing third base. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-5, Phillies. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hemus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 13-6 Phillies. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 13, and the Cubs 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopata strikes out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 13, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Young now playing second base. Lee Walls pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-8, Phillies. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Jack Meyer now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 13, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.